Okay, Rabbi, moving on to the two dots over here on Lamed Hamed Beis. The Mishnah told us that women are obligated, even though they're exempt from time bound mitzvahs, they're obligated in all prohibitions, the same as the men. However, the Mishnah does list some exceptions. Chutz mi bal takif umi bal tashchis. The women are not obligated in the prohibitions of rounding the corners of the head or in destroying the corners of the beard. Also, excluded from Baal Tatami Lemesim, if she happens to be the daughter of a Kohen. So the Gemara begins, Bishlama Baal Tatami Lemesim, the fact that women are excluded from coming in Isurim of Tumas Kohanim, coming in contact with the mace. They say, Emerald Kohanim Bnei Aaron, Bnei Aaron, Veloi Bnei Aaron, sons of Aaron, not the daughters of Aaron. El Baal Takif U Baal Tashchis Minalan. How do we know women are exempted from the prohibition of rounding the corners of the head and destroying the corners of the beard? The siv lo yisakivu pasur sheichem lo yisashik says pasik hanecha. Shouldn't round off the corners of the head. Shouldn't destroy the corners of the beard. Pasuk in parshas kedoshim. Kol sheyeshna ba'ashkosa yeshna ba'akofa. They're in the same pasuk. So whoever is included in one in destroying the corners of the beard is included in rounding the corners of the head. V'hani noshi. Since they're excluded from destroying the corners of the beard, they're excluded in destroying the peos haroish as well, removing them. How do we know they're exempt from destroying the corners of the beard? So ibai say masvara. If you want, I'll tell you it's a svara. The loy is lehuzakan. Hopefully, don't have a beard. Vibai say Ringling Brothers is canceled. So okay, it's over. V'ibay say makra. If you want, I'll tell you it's a pasuk. Damar kra lo yisakivu pasur sheichem lo yisashu zes pazik hanecha. See, the pasuk begins b'loshin rabim, concludes singular or directed towards men. Midishanin kra b'diburay. Since the pasuk switches its syntax, dimkei nechle v'rachmona pas ziknechem. If it would have been totally parallel, it would have said it zikneichem, like rosheichem, my zikonecha, your beard, zikonecha, v'lo zikanishtecha, your beard, not your wife's beard. Okay, so since the women are excluded from being mashers, the peos hazakon, excluded from showing the corners of the beard, either a svara that they don't have beards, or because of the language of the pasuk, so they're also excluded. They're also excluded from rounding the corners of the head. Now that's to do that to herself. Let's say she wants to round off the corners of her own head, or if she would have facial hair, to shave off, destroy her facial hair. So that's what is apparent to Mar Gemara, that that's allowed. What about for her to do this to others? What about a woman who wants to destroy the corners of the beard of a man, or of a child, or vice, So would that apply, would she be exempt from that too, or perhaps there she would incur some sort of liability. So the Gemara tells us in general, Mesechtas Makas over here, Chafa Mebeis, Tani Tana Kamedra of Chizda, Echad Amakiv, Echad Anika Floike. When you have two people who are obligated or both bound by this Iser of Hakafa, of rounding the corners of the head, the Peos HaRosh, so both the barber as well as the client are both liable. Both get Malkas. So, Frank the Gemara, Amale Manda, Ocho Tamri Bar Belisa Loki. Let's say you steal dates, or you pick off dates on Shabbos, and now they're sitting in a basket. So, I should be Chayiv Skila, because you picked it off of the tree on Shabbos. Let's say that's Skila. That's a Melecha Shabbos. Mises Bezdin. And then I come along and I eat that. I see the well, they're sitting in a basket, and I eat the dates. So, I should be Chayiv. I didn't do anything. You're just eating the dates out of the basket. I didn't rip it off the tree. So too, the Gemara is arguing that it's like a phrase that was like an idiom. Manda acho tami bar belisa loki. Just because he took dates out of a basket, he should get malchus. Meaning, here the guy who's the client, he's not doing anything. He's just sitting in the chair. He has an apron wrapped around him, and the barber is cutting off his peos harosh. But what did he do wrong? So the Gemara says, Mani, who is this? Reb Yehuda. This is Reb Yehuda. Dom alav sheim b'maisa loikin alav. Reb Yehuda holds, even though you did nothing, you can still get Malkus. Even though you were passive, you can still get Malkus. We generally don't subscribe to Reb Yehuda, but this Tana is representing the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Rava Omar, no, Rava says no. But Makif La'atzme v'divrei HaKol. Pashut Pshah, the guy is Mach Yeshivish, he's giving himself a haircut. Okay, so that's a, never a good idea, but all right, fine. So that's why he's chayiv. But you're right, if he would be sitting in the barber chair, he would be potter. Rav Ashi Yomer b'Masayeh v'Divrei HaKol. No, he's helping out. The barber puts his head down, and the barber moves his head over here, and the barber moves his head over there. So since he helps out, that's why he's chayiv. Right? He's assisting the barber. Now, one could have understood this, by the way, parenthetically. One could have understood this in one of two ways. What does it mean, Masayeh v'Divrei HaKol? Everyone holds, even though we hold lav shein b'maisa, ain't like an alav. You normally don't get malchus if you're passive. Here, you're not passive. So what does that mean? Does that mean here you're like the makif? I'm like the barber too. There isn't only one barber here. There's two barbers. If I assist, it's like I did the whole thing myself. Or does the Gemara mean to say, since you're assisting, you're not passive? But you're not the barber. You're still the client. But the client and the barber, the nikaf and the makif, are both chayiv. Just you have to be active somehow. We can't give malchus to someone who's passive. So here you are active. Doesn't mean to say you're the main protagonist here. You're the one who's really doing it. No, you're not the makif. But there is a separate prohibition on the nikaf. And you just can't get malchus if you're passive. But over here you're not being passive. So this seems to be a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. How to understand this Gemara? What did the Gemara mean to say? Did the Gemara mean to say by being Misayeya, it's as if you're the makif, it's as if I'm the barber, and really only the makif is chayiv? The client is generally not chayiv, but if I assist, I'm like the makif? Or perhaps what the Gemara meant to say is, no, the Gemara meant to say is, really the nikaf is chayiv too, there's two isurim here, makif and nikaf. We can't get malchus to the nikaf if you're passive, but you're not passive here because you're moving your head back and forth. So look in the Rambam. Generally, we're familiar with the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, which is a little bit longer, but at the end, throughout the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam has a kitzer of all the list of the mitzvahs. So over there, the Ravid disagrees with him. He's just listing the mitzvahs, but already the Ravid pounces. So writes the Rambam, Mitzvahs lo yisaseh mem gimel mem dal shul lahakif peros haroish shul lahashkis kol hazakon. To Isurim, they round off the corners of remove the Peyas HaRosh, destroy the corners of the beard. So Frechter, the Ravid is Masig, no, Lav L'Makif, Lav L'Nikaf, Lav L'Mashkas, Lav L'Nishkas. There's four mitzvahs here, not two. Not just one for the corners of the head, one for the corners of the beard. There's four. One, not to do it, have your corners of your head removed, and the other one is not to remove them on somebody else. One is not to have your corner destroy the corners of your beard. The other one is not to have someone you shouldn't have your corners of your beard destroyed. And the other one is not to destroy even someone else's corners of their beard. So the Ravid understood what the Gemara Makis was telling us is really there's two Isurim here, one for Makif, one for Nikov, one for Mashkas, one for Nishkas. Just the Gemara said, how can you get Makis if you're passive? So here you're not passive, and say, yeah, you have a different call, you move around a little bit. But really, there's a separate Isur on him. And the Rambam understood, no, what the Gemara means is, really, there's only one on the person, let's say, who's doing it. The person who's active, he's the one who's doing it. But if you help out, it's like you're active. It's like you're doing it. So big machlekes in general, many other areas in halacha, simply by helping out, is that considered to be your action or is it not your action? It comes up, parenthetically, lemaisa, a woman is supposed to cut her nails before she goes to the mikvah. Not only because there might be dirt underneath, because the nail itself might be a chatzitza, because if she normally would cut it off, it's extra. It becomes a big issue with the woman cutting, so they have to cut their nails before they go to the mikvah. Let's say a woman forgot to cut her nails. Now she comes to the mikvah, so okay, cut your nails at the mikvah. What if it's Friday night? You can't cut your nails, so what do you do? So you could get a nachri to come and cut off her nails. Yeah, but she's going to have to hold her hand out there and move it around for the nachri, so she's helping out. Does helping out make it as if you did it yourself? See, over here, there's a separate Isur according to the Ravid on the Nikaf. So as long as you're active somewhat, we'll give you Malchus, you're liable because there's a separate Isur on you, the Nikaf. There's no Isur to have your nails cut from you. If you're sleeping, a guy comes and cuts your nails on Shabbos, you haven't done anything wrong. But over here, you're helping out. So maybe by helping out, that's like you did it yourself. The Rambam holds that since you move your head back and forth, it's as if you're the barber. So maybe we could say the same thing over here by the nails. It's as if you're doing it. As if the woman is cutting her own nails. Or maybe we should say, no, helping out doesn't make it as if it's yours, as if it's your action. It's just only over here where there's two separate Isurim. But either way, what emerges, this is a discussion really for Hilchas Nida, but what emerges over here is, how many Isurim are there? Is there only an Isur on the barber, or even an Isur on the client as well as the barber? The Ravid seems to understand that there's both. That's what the Gemara meant to say. We must say, yeah, but if you're cold, now you're active, we can give you Malkus. It's no longer a problem of Lav Shem Bamais. And the Rambam understood what it means is, if you're active, it's as if you're doing it yourself, but really there's only a prohibition on the barber. Okay, so either way, both parties seem to be, certainly most people getting a haircut, they're going to be Messiah. So either way, you have a problem getting a haircut. It's not only a problem on the Makif or on the Nikaf, it's an issue that relates to both. But what if both parties are not obligated or not included in this Isur? One of them is a woman. She's not included. So do we say, therefore, that the other party is not included as well? Or perhaps, it doesn't matter. Since one of the parties is included in the Isur, the fact that the other party isn't is irrelevant. Or perhaps we say, no, since the woman is not included, and let's say she's the barber, the Rambam holds it's only an Isur on the barber, perhaps if the woman is per primer, she's the barber, even if she's giving a haircut to the man, she could destroy his peres harosh. So Gemara Tal has a discussion about this in Masechtas Nozir. Look over here, Oiz Gimel. Amar Rav Huna, Hamakiv es hakotan arehu chayiv. Person who destroys the, removes the peres harosh of a katan is chayiv. A man who does this to a katan is chayiv. Amalei Rav Ada bar Hava le Rav Huna. It must have been a popular haircut at that time for the children to have no peres harosh. So he said, v'didach man megalech lahon. Who gives haircuts to your children? If it's not you, meaning Rav Ada bar Hava held it was mutter to give a cut off the peres harosh of a katan. Because, after all, the katan's not included. As long as the client's not included, seems to not matter the fact that the barber is. He held the client was the primary determinant of whether there's an Issa here. So I'm going to say, Rav Huna, if you're going to say, no, it's the barber, since the barber is obligated and the katan's not included, if you're going to say it's on the barber, who cuts your kid's hair? Amalei Chayva. What a horrible name, but that was his wife's name. Chayva. So he said, my wife Chayva. So he said, Tikbarinen Chayva Libaneha. Chayva should bury her children, and in fact, Kulu Shani to Rav Ada bar Hava, as long as Rav Ada bar Hava was alive, Loikarm Le Lezare Le Rav Huna. Rav Huna never had children who lasted. Ugh, what a horrible tragedy. Anyway, so even though Rav Ada bar Hava held, you could cut, a man could cut the hair of a child, certainly than a woman. But he's saying, according to you, that it depends on the barber, and that one is not allowed to cut the hair of a katan, so a woman also, because he held it depended on the client. So, I mean, if you're going to hold, you can't cut the hair of a katan, so a woman can't cut the hair of a katan either, because Rav Ada bar Hava held it depended on the client. So, b'maikam afligi, the Gemara explains. Rav Huna sava lo yisakifu pasu reshechem lo yisashus pasu kanecha, kol sheyesh wa ashkasa yesh lo akafa, whoever is included in destroying the corners of the beard is included in removing the peyas haroish, like our Gemara. They're not included in destroying the Peyas HaZakan, either they don't have them, or it's a pasuk, Zikhanecha, as opposed to Rosh Sheichem. They're also allowed to remove the Peyas HaRosh. Rav Ada bar, so therefore he held his wife, was allowed to remove the Peyas HaRosh from their sons. Rav Ada bar HaVasavar, Echra Makav, Echra Nikav, B'mashma, V'iskish Makav L'Nikav, Kohecha, the Nikav Mechayv, Makav Nami Mechayv. He held it depends on the client. Not on the barber. See, Rav Huna held it dependent on the barber. The barber is chayiv, there's a prohibition here. The barber is not included. There's no prohibition. It doesn't matter who the client is. So he said, if a man is cutting the peyos harosh of a katan, you have a problem. I'm removing peyos harosh. The fact that katan is not included doesn't matter. It depends on the barber. Rav Ada bar Hava disagreed, and he said, no, it depends on the client. If the client is chayiv, the barber is chayiv too. If not, then not. Since a katan is not included, makif nami le mechayiv. So Rav Ada bar Hava held the husband could cut the hair of the child, and Rav Huna held, it has to be the mother. Because Rav Ada bar Hava held, it depends on the client. Rav Huna held, it depends on the barber. So even though women are excluded, unclear if they could do the if they could cut the hair of a child. Certainly, the hair of a gadol would depend on this machlek between Rav Huna and Rav Bar Hava. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? Well, machmir, unsurprising, you know, no big surprises here. Well, machmir in both directions. And even though a woman cutting the hair of a katan should have been mutter according to everyone, because neither the client nor the barber is included, to a woman is excluded, the katan is excluded. But nonetheless, that was the exact case that Rav Abba Bar Hava cursed Rav Huna. So because that was the exact case that he cursed Rav Huna, that we shouldn't say we shouldn't do it either. Of the mother cutting the hair of the child. So lemaisa, none of these things are allowed. Even though women are excluded from destroying the corners of the beard, removing the peyas harosh, it's only on women. She can't give a haircut to a man. She can't give a haircut to a child either. Yeah.
In the case of the Gemara, where do they get the Isser from exactly?
From the same Pasuk.
Of a woman cutting a child's hair?
Ah, no, the question is, the Pasuk says you shouldn't remove the peyas harosh. Who? Who? The barber or the client? I shouldn't have it removed or I shouldn't remove it? So the Gemara told us, if both the barber and the client are included, both get malchus. Okay. What if only one of the parties is included? Who's the primary determinant here whether there's an Iser? If there is an Iser, both get punished. The question is, who determines if there's an Iser? Who's the primary, the Makif or the Nikaf? That was Machlekes Rav Huna, Rav Abba Bar Hava, and we're Machmer for both. If either one is a problem, we have an issue. A woman can't do it. If either the client is included in the prohibition, like she wants to give a haircut to her husband, move the Peyas HaRosh, she can't do that. And right. Either the client or the barber.
Yeah, but in that case, yeah, at least one
chova. Right.
But here there's zero.
What about her cutting the hair of a child?
Yeah.
So that should have been allowed according to both. You're right.
Yeah.
But Rav Abba Bar Hava said back to Rav Huna, it just happened to be that was the case. Rav Huna said, you can't destroy the Peyas HaRosh of a katan. Remove the Peyas HaRosh of a katan. Why? Because it depends on the barber. Rav Abba Bar Hava said, if it depends on the barber, like what you're saying, or more correct, if a man can't remove the Peyas HaRosh of a katan, neither can a woman. Because Rav Abba Bar Hava held it depends not on the client, but on the barber. So he said, not on the barber, but on the client. So Rav Abba Bar Hava says, if you're going to prohibit cutting the hair of a katan, you're going to hold that sasser. So then I hold, even a woman can't do it, because it doesn't depend on the barber, it depends on the client. Lemaisa is, it should have come out, a nafka mina, or everyone should have agreed, a woman cutting the hair of a katan should have been allowed. But Lemaisa, since that was the exact case, Rav Abba Bar Hava cursed Rav Huna, the Rishonim saying Shulchan Aruch shouldn't do it either. And of course, there's issues of chinuch when it comes to the katan. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, what about a guy cutting the peyos harosh of a katan? That's not the case that's discussed by the Gemara. Maybe that should have been allowed. A guy removing the peyos harosh of a katan, that should be allowed. Katan's not. So you're right. If a katan is not a bar chinuch, so then maybe. But most katanim are b'nei chinuch. And either way, it says in Shulchan Aruch shouldn't do that either. So lemaisa, no one's removing anybody's peyos harosh unless a woman wants to remove the peyos harosh of herself. That's what our Gemara is limited to. A woman, bottom line, what emerges is a woman is excluded from removing the prohibition of removing peyos harosh, destroying the corners of the beard, but that's only if she does it herself. To do to a man is a big machlekes in the Gemara Nazir, and we're machmer in both directions. Either the client or the barber is included. Be a problem, so therefore a woman can't do this.
You do another woman, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Perhaps there's significance to this fact that women are exempt from this prohibition might really go to the heart, perhaps, of what the Iser is all about. One is, why is one not allowed to remove, obviously, it's Gzeiros HaKasuv in the Torah, but the Rishonim often try and find reasons for the mitzvahs. So what is the reason that one is not allowed to remove the Peyas HaRosh or destroy the Peyas HaZakim? Women are excluded. But what is the reason they're excluded from destroying the Peyas HaZakim? So we said, well, they don't have a Zakon. It's Gzeiros HaKasuv, Rosh Eichem, Zikonecha, Zikonecha, Lo Zikon Ishtecha. So women are exempted from the prohibition of, it starts with destroying the corners of the beard. But why is that so? So the Rambam writes in his comments in the Mishnah Torah, the same is found in the Ibn Ezra and Chumash. Why do we have a prohibition to cut the corners of the, destroy the corners of the beard? So the Ibn Ezra says, because that was the practice of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. In fact, priests are called in Yiddish, they call them a galach. Why is he called a galach? Because he's clean shaven. Rabbis used to have beards. The priests used to be galochim. So that's meaning they were clean shaven. So why do they call? So why is there prohibition in the Torah? Says Ibn Ezra, to distance us from the practices of the Avdei Avodah Zarah. So he asked the Daz Akademi Balei Atosis, but there was no Christianity around then at the time. Rishonim already asked. There was no Christianity around at the time of the giving of the Torah. So what do you mean? It was the practices of the Avdei Avodah Zarah. So the Daz Akedim gives two answers. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah for what would be a future reality, that the priests in Christianity would be known as galochim because they shaved their beards. So therefore the mitzvah and the Torah was given for a future time. Or the Daz Akedim Balei Atosis says, no, it's because there must have been the practices of the Avdei Avodah Zarah already at the time that the Torah was given, was that they had the practice of being clean shaven. Either way, the Rambam and Ibn Ezra say the reason why we have a prohibition to destroy the corners of the beard is to distance us from the practice of the Avdei Avodah Zarah. In fact, Ramosha, we'll get to in a second, Ramosha, who was one of the big mekilim on electric shavers, so Ramosha never printed it in the Igros Moshe, even though it's one of his, I guess, widely accepted psukim and thing that affects people on a daily basis, but it's not in the Igros Moshe. It was only Mipi Hashmua. Why didn't he ever print it in the Igros Moshe? So some claim that the reason he never printed it in the Igros Moshe because the Moshe held it was right for a yid to have a beard. That's the right sur of a yid. He should have a beard. He said the Avdei Avodah Zarah had or clean shaven. So even though he held Meikar, then it was mutter. He never wanted to print it in the Igros Moshe. Whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But that's what they say. Either way, that's the opinion of the Ibn Ezra, that's the opinion of the Rambam, is to distance us from the practice of the Avdei Avodah Zarah. That's why we have a prohibition not to destroy the corners of the beard. However, Rabbeinu Bachya writes on Chumash, Rabbi said, look over here, Oizdawin, differently. Rabbeinu Bachya writes, Al Derech HaPshat, he then gives two other answers, Al Derech HaDrash, Al Derech HaSoid, but Al Derech HaPshat, writes Rabbeinu Bachya, Tama Yisr, Kedei Shelo Yavato HaSimin Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Roshem B'min HaZocha, Kedei Ravdilo M'min HaNekeva. The whole purpose of this Iser in the Torah was to distinguish us from to make sure that there was a separation between the genders. So the man is not allowed to destroy the corners of the beard so that he not come to be confused with a woman. That was the whole reason why there's an Iser in the Torah. So perhaps the fact that women are exempt is not a detail. Perhaps that's the whole very definition or the whole thrust of this Iser in the Torah in the first place was in order to distinguish between the genders. That men have a beard and women don't, and that's why we have such a prohibition in the first place. Person, therefore, who does destroy the corners of a beard is confusing the genders, and perhaps that's what the whole prohibition is targeted against. At the same time, one is allowed, even a man who's prohibited from destroying the corners of his beard, is certainly allowed to trim his beard. We'll get to in a second what about more than that, but certainly to trim his beard, Meikar Adin is mutter. But nonetheless, it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, this is quoted in the Be'er Heitev on Shulchan Aruch, Parashas Nasai, Vay man da oishit yodor bezikna. Woe to the one who puts his hand towards his beard, meaning, presumably, who trims his beard. So that's why it says in the Be'er Heitev, in the name of Dari HaKadosh, that he never cut his beard ever. Many chassidim adopted that practice, not to cut their beards at all. The Chassam Sofer, this is the most infamous tshuva in all of tshuva Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is like universally accepted. All camps love the Chassam Sofer. Chassidim love Chassam Sofer. Yeah, Litvisha people love Chassam. Chassam Sofer, for some reason, has become mekubal in every single camp in Klal Yisrael. If you sit and think about it, how many people have had such an effect as Chassam Sofer? But either way, this is the most infamous tshuvas, and some versions of the Chassam Sofer is left out. But the Chassam Sofer argues that we don't have no esek in nistaros. There's no chumrah of not touching your beard at all. He claims there was never such a thing. And he says, and even the famous Makubo, the Rama Mipanu, who was at the end of the period of the Rishonim, Italian Makubo, he says the Rama Mipanu was clean-shaven. That's why there's some Makubalim, if you've ever been to see some Makubalim, have a Messiah being clean-shaven. Why, based on the Rama Mipanu, there was some portrait of the Rama Mipanu that Chassam Sofer saw, that he claimed he saw he was clean-shaven, and therefore he must be that this is not correct, there's no such chumrah. And in fact, some of the different gears in the Zohar, Manda Oishit Tar Bezikna. Woe to the one who puts a razor to his beard. That's a whole different story. But anyway, some get very upset at this Shuvik Sam Sefer. They say he never saw the Ramami Panu. He wouldn't have recognized the Ramami Panu. What does he know from the Ramami Panu? Sam Sefer wasn't a Mekubo. What does he know from all of these things? Okay, so I'm not in the, you know, okay. Either way, there are those who disagree with the Sam Sefer, but Lumai said we can hide behind the Sam Sefer. Rav Moshe, Rei Nigris Moshe says also no such idea. But those who have such a chumar based on that Ri, based on the Zohar. However, the real prohibition, as we'll see in our Gemara, is really limited to a razor. Trimming the beard, sure allowed, and also that doesn't confuse between the genders. But the real prohibition of destroying the corners of the beard is limited to a razor. Look over here, the Gemara, Alamed Hei Amebeis. The Gemara says, quoting a Braisa, a little bit more than halfway down, Uchidesanya, Lo Yigalechu, the Pasuk says, by Kohanim and Parshas Emor, Lo Yikrchu Karcha B'Roisham Ufazikonam Lo Yigalechu. They're not allowed to cut the corners of their beard. So Yocho Gilcho B'Misparayim Yechayev. You might have think if you cut them with scissors, Yechayev. You're not allowed to cut it with scissors. Talmud Loimar, no. Lo Yisashchis, only if you're not supposed to destroy it. That's the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Two psukim describe it. One says, Lo Yigalechu, you shouldn't cut it. One says, Lo Yishashris, shouldn't destroy it. Yochel Likta B'Malak, if you're hitting Yechayev, you might think, if I destroy it by using tweezers, that you're Chayev. Talmud Loimar, Lo Yigalechu, you shouldn't cut it. It has to be cutting. Only if you cut it is there a problem. HaKeitzad, how do you have it? You have to cut it and destroy it. HaKeitzad, Giluach Sheyesh Ba'ashkasa. Has to be a cutting that destroys. HaViyomer Zetar. That's only with a razor. So the prohibition of destroying the corners of the beard is only if a person uses a razor. Where is the corners of the beard? Major machlekes. Some say here, some say here, and then mamash all over. 5 million different shittas. So it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch that the whole face is excluded. Look over here, Oizvav. Peyas hazakanim hei, virabu behemadeus, lefichach yirei shamayim yetzis, kulam voyavar tau, kol zikna klau. You shouldn't put a razor on your whole face at all. Vafil tachas hagoron, even on the neck. Well, you'll ask me, what about the back of the neck? I don't know. I've seen people do it. I wouldn't advocate for it either. We should start up with razors. But definitely not on the front of the face at all. No razors. Because we're afraid that you're going to encroach upon one of the Peyos HaZakon. Okay, so the prohibition is really only with a razor, even though the Rabbeinu Bachya told us it was to distinguish between men and women. You could have a situation where there's a confusion between men and women, even if you don't use a razor. But Lamaisa, that's an interesting reason for the thrust of, you know, for the purpose of the mitzvah, but that doesn't regulate its application. The formal mitzvah is, which women are excluded from, but the formal mitzvah is, or prohibition is, not to destroy the corners of the beard, as the Gemara told us over here with a razor. To trim it, we said that Ria Kodesh had a meaning not to do it, based on a Zayar, but most don't accept it. A Chumra may be Alpi Kabbalah. But really, it's limited to using a razor. Why is a razor different than scissors, though? Everybody say, why is a razor different than scissors? So that's discussed by the Rishonim. Look over here, Oizayin and Rashi and Mesechtas Makis. Misparayim ein mashchisim. Because scissors don't destroy. Why not? She'ein chayt renseir b'tzad ikar kitar. They don't destroy the hair from its root, from its very beginning. They cut it midway. So it's not destroyed. It's a little bit left. But the Mukai Yosef adds, or disagrees, in Mesechtas Makis, Misparayim muter delesbu ashkosa shrei nikar sham haseyar. The hair is visible. It's nikar. So Rashi said, because it doesn't destroy it from its root, from the very bottom, the Mukai Yosef said, because it's nikar somewhat. So what do we say about electric shavers? Again, the whole prohibition is only with a razor. Okay? What about an electric shaver? It's only with a razor, but why is a razor allowed? Why is a razor prohibited and scissors are allowed? So Rashi said, because you didn't destroy the hair from the bottom. The Mukai Yosef said, because it's nikar. So what happens with an electric shaver? Electric shavers usually work in a scissor fashion, or at least the traditional ones. Well, by the way, what if you use a cream? Anybody know someone who uses cream? It's like Nair. Anybody ever? My time, there was a guy in yeshiva used to do that. My chavrusa used to use cream. The problem with the cream is if you leave it on too long, it burns. It could burn your face. The guy always mamish had burns all over his face. Anyways, terrible, terrible. So they asked the Paiskim, say, discuss, what about the creams? So Nadi Yehuda already discusses this, and Shlomo Zalman and others, they say the creams is not a problem. That's like Yochel locked up in Malachit for Hitni. You pulled it out with, you destroyed it. Excuse me. Destroyed it some other way. No scissors at all. No cutting at all. So that's allowed. But the cream burns. So they quote in the name of Shlomo Zalman. I don't know if he ever said this, but they quote in the name of Shlomo Zalman. Yeah, but Gehenna burns hotter. So okay, the cream burns. Okay, fine. You know, if you're into those kind of things. But then they quote in the name of the Chazon Ish that he was disapproving of the creams. The cream in it could be called a sam. That's the way it's discussed by the Poskim. Now a cream is like a mishcha, as an ointment. But the Poskim discuss it. They call it a sam. That removes the hair. So the Chazon Ish said, it's not the Sam HaMavis, but it's not the Sam HaChayim either. It's not terrible, but it's not great either. So he wasn't into the creams. But Lamai said, what about the electric shavers? How does it work? It's usually a scissor action, but it cuts pretty close to the face. It's the whole point of the electric shaver. So when electric shavers first came out, the Chafetz Chaim was opposed to it. As well as the Chazon Ish, both were opposed to the electric shavers because it looks like a shaver. That's the whole point of the electric shavers. It looks like a shaver. It's easier than using a razor. However, Ramosha, and the Igros Moshe, this is, as we said, Mipi Ashmua, and the Reb Chaim Moizer was quoted as well as allowing the electric shavers. They held it wasn't a problem. What is the machlekes over here with regards to electric shavers? So Sternbach explains, Rabbi Yashiv explained, that what's going on over here is a machlekes about how to define the difference between a razor and a scissors. We saw Rashi told us that you didn't cut it from the root, or the Muki Yosef said, because it's nikar. What does it mean that it's nikar? Does that mean you have to be able to see the hair? Use an electric shaver, that's good. You don't see the hair. But if you run your hand across your face, you'll feel it. It doesn't feel like if a person used a razor. You can feel it. It's not nikar, like you don't see it. That's the whole point. But you could feel it. So, or it's there. We know it's there. It has to be there. Why does it have to be there, Rabbi Yisai? Because the way electric shavers work is, you have a screen, or you have the metal on the front, and behind it runs a blade. What happens is the hair goes inside the hole. You have this perforated metal. The hair goes inside the hole, and behind it is running a blade. So it works like a scissors. That together with the metal screen and the blade running behind it, it cuts the hair. Why must you have hair above the face, the level of the face? Because there's the thickness of the screen. You understand? Scissors work with two blades by definition. So there's always a bottom blade which has some minimal thickness, and the top blade is what actually does the cutting, or the two blades together. But there's always the width of the bottom blade or of the screen. So there always inevitably must be some width over here of hair that's left. So b'mitzius, it's there. We know it's there. You probably feel it with your hand. Whether you can see it, a whole separate discussion. So the machlekes was, do you have to be able to see it? Is that what the Muka Yosef means? It has to be nikar? Or is it enough that you can feel it? Or the fact simply that I know that it's there is good enough. So that was a big machlekes, already for a few generations, between the Chafetz Chaim, between Reb Chaim Oizer, when shavers first came out, in yeshivas, could yeshiva guys use the electric shavers? Some did, some didn't, some used the cream, some used the electric shavers. Machlek is going back. The problem was, Rav Moshe allowed it. Rav Moshe allowed it, typical of Rav Moshe, for his own reason. Not because there inevitably is hair there. Rav Moshe held anything that is a scissor action is allowed. All scissor actions. That's not why Rashi says a razor is different than scissors. It's not why the Muka Yosef says a razor is different than scissors. No one says because one blade is cutting versus two blades. But Rav Moshe held that was the pshat in the Ramah. Look over here, the Ramah says, Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Yud. You're only prohibited from destroying the corners of the beard if you use a razor. If you use scissors, it's allowed. Writes the Rama. Umikomakom nisharin kishemistaper mimisparayim sheyase hekav hagiluach bechelak ha'elyon misparayim v'lo betachtoin. You should cut using the top blade, not the bottom one. Meaning you could open a scissors and cut with the bottom blade of the scissors. Rama says he can't do that. That's like a razor. So I would have said that's like a razor. That's why you're not allowed to do it. Ramesha understood from this Rama that a razor is prohibited, even if it's not necessarily close to the face. Razors are prohibited. One blade is a problem. Two blades, no matter how close to the face, is always allowed. You understand? That's a little bit different. The way we explained initially, and that's the way it's classically understood, the reason why you can use an electric shaver is there's inevitably some hair there. The Rishonim said, razor, it's not nikar, cuts it from the base. Here it can't, because you have the thickness of the screen before the blade behind it starts cutting. Ramesh said, no, there's a difference between one blade versus two blades. Doesn't matter how long or short it is. It depends on whether it's one blade or two blades. Either way, however you understood the heter of the electric shavers, because it's two blades or because inevitably there's some hair left, some Paiskim suggested maybe 20 years ago, maybe more. I remember when this was first became a big issue, when Norelco developed their lift and cut, which the lift and cut claims to work in the following way, is that they have one blade that's inside, behind the screen, that pulls the hair out of the follicle a little bit. You could pull it out. It cuts the hair where it is, and then when it releases the hair, it slides back underneath the skin. So they claim it's closer than a regular electric shaver shave, because electric shaver shave, you have the thickness of the screen that separates. However, it's width, some width, minimal. Here, it pulls the hair out from the face, so it's pulled out further, you know, it's extended or distended, cuts the hair where it is, and then it sinks below the level of the skin. So even though it was cut higher above, it sinks below. So now, the argument was, there's no hair left above the level of the skin. You know, there's no hair left above the level of the skin. So according to the Paiskim, originally allowed it because there was some minimal width here. There must be some hair there. Some were afraid that perhaps by lift and cut there isn't. And Ramesha was concerned that over here there's one blade doing the cutting. See, in the old time shavers, you had the screen with the blade running behind it. And the hair would get trapped in between, and the screen, the blade would run up against the screen and cut it together, the two blades. Here, this hair goes into the screen, and then there's two blades. One pulls it out, the other one cuts it without using the screen also. So therefore, some suggested you have to remove the lift and cut. And there's a way to do it. You can look online and show you how to remove the lift and cut. It isn't that complicated. Remove the lift and cut mechanism from the shavers. That's what they quoted from David Feinstein. Yeah.
So the Rama says that you have to use the two
blades together.
Can you use the top blade by itself, or no?
No.
You can't use either one.
Right. I would have said, hey, it's a razor. You open up scissors, you have two razors. That's what I would have said. But Ramesh understood it as a conceptual issue. Yeah.
Lift and cut is the blade sliding under the screen. Like, it's not even using the screen.
Doesn't use the screen. And I think that's even right. If it does, Ramesh, this is what it is, Piyashmua, took it apart, or his descendant took it apart, and they showed him that the blade itself could cut the hair. It doesn't need the screen. So even if it uses the screen, since it doesn't need the screen, they had a problem with it.
But no scissors need to, like, yeah.
Not true. Open up scissors and try and cut a piece of string. It won't cut. This was so sharp, so some say you have to dull the blades and remove the lift and cut. It's just an extra blade. You remove it. Not so complicated, but that was what some quote in the name of Ramosha. However, in my opinion, it's not necessary. Why? Two reasons. The first is, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes over here in the Mincha Shlomo, a very interesting story suggests that when do we say there has to be some hair that's nikar above the level of the skin? At the time that it's cut, or after it's cut, the fact that it sinks below the level of the skin is relevant. Maybe that's not relevant. Meaning, maybe, when does it have to be nikar? When do we determine, was this a razor or was this scissors? What's the difference between a razor and scissors? Razor is at the level of the skin. Scissors is some hair that's sticking out that's nikar above it, as the Nebuka Yosef told us. When do we assess that? When do we evaluate that? Do we evaluate that after you're all done or at the time that it's cut? So Shlomo Zalman suggested, Maybe it's at the time that it's cut, not at the time afterwards that it sinks below the level of the skin. So since it was cut above the skin, even if it later sinks below the skin, that might be irrelevant. I think that's a very compelling svara. But even more than that, which is my more overarching principle, is that Consumer Reports did a study of these shavers based on sandpaper index. That's how they measure shavers, how good they are. How, you know, sandpaper how effective is it as sandpaper when you're sanding something? So they have different indexes to show how effective it will be as sandpaper in sanding something. So shavers also, that's how they assess the functionality of shavers. How good are they? Is what's the sandpaper index when you're done in terms of the hair sticking out of the skin? None of these are as close as a razor. None of them. If they were as close as a razor, the Goyim would use them. The Goyim don't use them. The Goyim use razors. You know why the Goyim use razors? Because it's a better shave than all of our electric shavers. It's just, a Baal Tshuva once told me, he said, the best steak in any kosher steakhouse is never as good as a steak in a Trefer steakhouse. Baal Tshuva. Why? Because they fry theirs in butter. That's why. It's never going to be as good. So Rabbi Sai also, whatever electric shaver we have, Lamaisa, it is not the same as a razor. The razors are much better. Yes, Lift and Cut has these beautiful ads, how it pulls the hair out of the follicle and this and that. Lamaisa, I don't believe it. I don't buy it. So I don't think that it's that effective. Can't be. And Zolzainazoi, not effective as a razor. I think that's perhaps a good enough grounds alone. But even more than that, is that at the time that it's cut, it's above the hair. It's above the skin. So there's hair that's nigel. The fact that it sinks below the skin later, Shlomo Zalman claims, perhaps is not as... perhaps mitigates the concern. Yeah. What do you want to say?
I don't see how you can be only concerned about the time of it being cut.
Why?
The reasoning we gave for the grid of missile is either distinguishing between women or distinguishing between a Zara.
Right. If it would be just distinguishing women, I think all electric shavers would be prohibited. And some did say, based on Rabbeinu Bachai, we can't allow any electric shaver. It confuses between men and women at this point.
So what's the alternative?
The answer is, we don't regulate the application of the mitzvah just based because of the reason. It's a nice reason, good reason. We understand now, perhaps it gives us a little bit of a better feeling why women are exempted from these, other than the fact that women simply don't have beards. And we understand it has more religious significance. We understand why. We can learn something out, perhaps, between the distancing between the genders. But Lamaisa, we're not going to regulate the application of the mitzvah based on this.
So what's the assumption then, that the mitzvah has another reason involved?
Or the reason doesn't regulate the application, which is often
times. How can you say that the reason doesn't regulate the application?
Oftentimes that's the case.
How?
Or it could be there's other reasons. Well, the Rishonim oftentimes look for reasons for the mitzvah. Sefer Chinuch doesn't in every mitzvah. That doesn't mean that we're going to now say, okay, now that I said a good reason, I said a nice drasha, it doesn't apply in this scenario, that scenario, because of what I said.
No, I'm saying it's the other way around. Now that we said the reason, we certainly can't be...
We'd have to modify our reason, or the reasons might not reflect all the details of the mitzvahs, which is a bigger discussion. The reasons for mitzvahs relate to the details or only the main thrust of the mitzvah. Big discussion. Tamei mitzvahs. Okay, either way, getting back, Rabbi Yisai, women are exempt from destroying the corners of the beard. We see the Gemara says, because they don't have beards, a base of Rosh Shechem, Zekanecha. We suggest that based on Rabbeinu Bachai, perhaps a greater understanding, and it was in order to distance us from blurring the line between the genders, and that's why men shouldn't destroy the corners of the beard. You distort or remove the differences, the distinctions between men and women. At the same time, the Gemara said that the prohibition is limited to a razor. Only if you use a razor, which means that there's no hair that's neeker above. We discussed maybe electric shavers, there is some hair that's neeker above. Many person are making on that. However, this should not be confused with a different issue, which is also discussed over here, which is rounding the corners of the head. Rounding the corners of the head, that's not limited to a razor. The Rosh writes in Masechtas Makis, I gave it to you over here, Oysid Aleph, that ki hashchasas hazok in davka betar. That's only with a razor. The Gemara never said that about rounding the corners, removing the peyos haroish. Alma kavas haroish afilu b'misparai maser. You're not allowed to remove the corners of the peyos haroish, even if you're just using scissors. What does that mean? What does that mean? No cutting at all? We discussed that by the beards. No cutting at all? Nothing? Garnished? That's it? Amaisa nazir. So the Yamshu Shlomo writes, yes, V'roi l'hachmir sh'loi l'galeach kol ikar, the Marshal, shouldn't cut it at all. some will have that strange, unusual practice, not to cut the Peah's HaRosh. Rav Shlomo Kluger disagrees in his comments on Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Peah, Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir. These are the things that have no shir. And it never says Peah's HaRosh. It says Talmud Torah, Gemilas Chasodim. It never says Peah's HaRosh. So Peah's HaRosh obviously have a shir. There's some shir. It's not supposed to continue growing the Adam void. But the Yam Shul Shlomo says, it shouldn't cut it at all, because the Gemara never says. Shouldn't cut it, remove the corners of the head. Not round off the corners of the head, remove the Peah's HaRosh. So what does that mean? The Gemara never says a shear. So he says, well, it's not, even if it's not a razor, even if it's Parayim is also. So the Yam Shul Shlomo says you shouldn't cut it at all. The Rambam disagrees with the Rosh. The Rambam says, no, the Rambam says that it's only a razor, just like the corners of the head. Just like the corners of the beard. Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Avodah Zarah Lochavav that lo nesa ela hashkosa betar. The only time it's prohibited is if you use a razor, just like the screwing the corners of the beard. Only a razor. And that makes sense. We learn one from the other. The whole Gemara is discussing connections between one and the other. Peah's HaRosh, Peah's HaZakon. The Rambam understood that they're the same with regards to the fact that it's only a razor. So anything more, as long as you don't use a razor in the Peah's HaRosh, you're okay, according to the Rambam. It's only a razor that is prohibited. Why did the Rambam feel that it's only a razor? The Rosh said even with scissors, which we'll see is Misparayim Keintar, scissors that are like a razor. We don't pass like the Yam Shul Shlomo, you can't cut it at all. What the Rosh means is Misparayim Keintar, scissors that look like a razor. You shouldn't do it, even though that's allowed on the face. Misparayim Kein Tar is allowed. Only Tar is prohibited. When it comes to the corners of the head, even Misparayim that look like a razor is no good. We'll get to it in a second. But the Rosh held even scissors is a problem. The Rambam held it's only a razor. Why should there be a difference? So perhaps the Achronim already suggest. Perhaps it's the Rambam Lishitase. The Rambam writes here too, all of these prohibitions are to distance us from the practices of the Avdei Avodah Zarah. And again, many priests had a haircut that was remove the Peah's HaRosh. Adayam Azeh, it's a popular haircut. To have no Peah's HaRosh, it's like in a big circle all the way around, to round it off. So that was the practice of the Avdei Avodah Zarah. So to distance us from the practice of the Avdei Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says you shouldn't remove the Peah's HaRosh. But how did the Avdei Avodah Zarah do it? They do it with a razor. So as long as you're not doing it with a razor, like the Avdei Avodah Zarah, then it's okay. And the Torah, who is, of course, the son of the Rosh, disagrees. The Torah says, you can't do that, as we just discussed. You can't say a reason and then say, well, it doesn't apply, wherever the reason doesn't apply. You can't start. It's a nice drasha. Why did the Torah say, don't round off the corners of your head? Because the Avdei Avodah Zarah do it. The Torah doesn't say that. That's the Rambam's conjecture. You can't limit the application of a mitzvah because of your conjecture, your speculation. It was to distance us from the Avdei Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's only a razor. So the Torah says, no. The Torah said not to do it. And Torah says, Leisashkis is a razor by Peah's HaZakah. And here it says, Leisakifu, you shouldn't round it off. So even if you round it off with the scissors, it will be a problem. Even if you round it off with scissors, it will be a problem. And that's how we pass it in the Shulchan Aruch. Everybody say, look over here, turn the page. Simekuf Peah, Siv Gimel. The Rambam holds even a beard is only a razor. We discussed maybe electric shavers are like a razor. There's nothing nikar, okay, but it's only a razor. Misparayim, scissors, no matter how close, allowed. However, when it comes to the Peah's HaRosh, the Rambam said also only a razor. After all, the Gemara never addressed it. He assumed they're the same. But the Rosh said, no, from the fact that the Gemara said only a razor by the Peah's HaZakah, and Peah's HaRosh is even Misparayim Ke'ein Tar. V'yesh Oisrim, Misparayim Ke'ein Tar, V'yesh Lochus Udevrayim. That we should be choshish for this, even if you use the scissors that look like a tar, it's a close cut, that's no good. And that's how we should paskin. Okay, as we know, therefore, now you cannot use an electric shaver that you use for your face on the Peah's HaRosh. You can't do that. Misparayim Ke'ein Tar, here we're more machmer. Yes, the Gemara says it's only Batar, that's the Peah's HaZakah, not the Peah's HaRosh. The Rambam held it was only the Batar, perhaps because that was like the practice of the Avdei Avodah Zarah. There might be another difference between the Rosh and the Rambam. Look back, the Rambam said, back in Ayis Yud Gimel, that the only time you violate this prohibition is if you remove all the hair. with a razor. If you leave 40 cyrus, 40 hairs, I don't know, I measure that, but 40 hairs you leave, even if you use a razor on everything else, you're okay. As long as you leave 40 hairs. And Beis Yosef, over here, Oysi Zayin, quotes him the smog. What is he talking about? The Brisa says, the Masechta Smog is, Yesh Toilesh Shtei Cyrus V'chayiv. Mishum Nazir, another is not allowed to take a haircut, or Mishum Makiv. You're chayiv after you remove two hairs, boom, chayiv. Where the Rambam says you can remove everything as long as you leave 40. So perhaps this again is a similar machlokes, because the priests don't leave 40 hairs. So as long as you removed most of it, all of it, I'm sorry, according to the Rambam, even if you remove most of it, but if you didn't remove all of it, it's not similar to the priest. The priests remove it all. Where do you get 40 from? So the Rambam says, because if you look at the word Yisrael, the first letter is Yud, the last letter is Lamed. You put the two together, Yud and Lamed, Gematria, this is the Rambam. The Gematria is 40. So he said, the Peos HaRosh are on either side of the head. There are Simonim, like a Yisrael. You have the Yud and the Lamed. So as long as you leave 40 hairs, you're still a Yisrael. You're not yet one of the Ayim David Azari. If you remove less than 40 hairs, already, Ayis Yisrael. Now you're like the priest. Okay, so that's the Rambam held it was to distance us from the Ayim David Azari. So as long as you leave 40 hairs, you're okay. The Rosh held it was Xeris HaKosov like that. You're not allowed to remove the hairs from the Peos HaRosh. And it never says razor. You're not allowed to remove it with scissors, cane, tar either. So, therefore, even if you just remove two hairs, you're ready to be a chayiv. So, okay, if the shear is not a razor, like we said over here, Peyas HaZaken is a razor. Anything less than a razor, electric shavers are all okay. What about Peyas HaRosh? We said, even Misparayim Kain Tar is a problem. Well, they shouldn't confuse the two. What is the shear of Misparayim Kain Tar? How close of a haircut can you get? This is a contemporary issue. You walk around in shuls, you see many different things going on, Rabbi Yisai. What is Misparayim Kain Tar? So there's another place we have such a shear. And that is by a Nazir. Because the Pasuk says by a Nazir, the Pasuk says you're not, the Nazir is not allowed. Not only does he have to let his hair grow, that's the Pasuk in Parshas Nosoi, he has to let his hair grow. But if he cuts his hair, he's only over on a mitzvah asay. There's an asay, Golo Parasar Roshai. His hair should continue to grow. Pasuk also says Tarlo Yavar Al Roshay, that he shouldn't have a razor that runs over his head. That's a lois asay. So if he cuts his hair, he just violated the asay. He was supposed to allow his hair to continue to grow. What if he uses a razor? Then he's violated a lois asay. But here the Gemara says not only a razor, even if it's Misparayim Kain Tar, it's a problem. Okay, so we have a parallel case where Misparayim Kain Tar is the shear. What is called Misparayim Kain Tar? So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Nazir. As long as the Nazir left enough hair that he could bend over the top to reach back to the root, he's not violated the Lo Sese. Yes, a Nazir, we all know from growing up, that's correct, based on the posting of Parashas Nasai, he's supposed to continue to grow his hair forever, but they not have to cut it at all. That's a Mitzvah Sasei. The Lo Sese is not to use a razor or something similar to it. What is called similar to a razor where he would violate the loisese? If it is shorter, then he can take the hair and bend it back towards the root. So too over here, perhaps that is the shear. And in fact, that's the shear in Kol Torah Kula, when you need hair. What about two cyrus for a person to be a gadol? We all know that, bar mitzvah, you have to be 13 years old, and two cyrus. How long do the cyrus have to be? The Mishnah says, Mesechtas Nida, Kedei Lachav Roish on the Ikron, to take the top, bend it back towards the root. Same thing over here. How much hair do you need that it shouldn't be similar to a razor and won't be considered rounding off the corners of the head? Do you have enough hair to take it and bend it back to the root? Okay, very good. How long is that? So contemporary Paiskim say it's like the shear, I don't know how long this is, but on the electric shavers it's like a 2. I don't know what that is. Or some say a 3. Standard psak out there. Colloquially, people say anything, a 2. If it's a 2, you're okay. That's based on this shear of the Rambam, that you could bend the top back to reach the root. However, truth be told, Taisus and Mesechtas Nazir says a different shear. And Lechachilo, that's what we should do, Rabbi Yisai. But Taisus says Mesechtas Nazir a different shear. Taisus says by the Nazir, same example as the Rambam, Ke'en tar, sha'oika haseo mashkiso me'ekoroi. There's nothing left. Meaning you shouldn't use your electric shaver over here. But anything that's longer than that, because then there's nothing left. You know, anything where there's something left, or mashu, you're okay. And the Bi'alocha seems to say like that. Rabbi said, look at the Bi'alocha. Bi'alocha writes, Ubabeneseinu Arabim. Question, what is this doing in the Bi'alocha? Another time. Ubabeneseinu Arabim, Matsu Shemavirines HaPeyas Ad Semuch L'Bsarin Mamish. People remove the Peyas HaRosh close to the head Mamish. Ve'ein Mishairin Klal. They don't leave anything. Ve'yesh B'zeh Chashash Dei Raisa. V'haya Lohem L'Shaya Al-Koponim K'sas Min Aksas. Ksas min aksas sounds like if it's ksas min aksas, a little bit, you're okay. That's what it sounds like from here. So perhaps there's a limud schus, we could say, you know, people leave ksas min aksas. Some quote, I think, they quote in the name of Reb Chaim, who held like this, Taisus and Masechtas Nazir. As long as there's some hair left, you're okay. You know, it's longer than what we would do over here. Misparayim kein tar, what we do in our face. As long as it's longer than that, so you're not using electric shaver close. There's ksas min aksas left. Some hair there. It's nikar. I guess you could see it with your eye. There's some hair there. Then you're okay. But lechachiga, the Rambam said you should be able to get a loch of rosh and the ikra and should be able to take it and bend it back towards the root. That is the shear. So lechachiga, that's the shear. Many, but Tosfos himself does nazir, the Mishnah Berurah, perhaps the Chaim held, even if it's less than that, it's okay. But again, that's the Peyas HaRosh. Peyas HaZoken is only a tower is a problem, a razor. I mean, there's got electric shavers. Electric shavers are probably all okay. Okay, Shkaya HaRosh.